Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the original demographer here. He is the author of the outstanding book, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. And he's our good friend Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Okay, Ken, so we got new unemployment numbers. What does all that mean?
Well, unemployment is dropping. It went from 8 to 7. Well, it's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a trend until next time. You know, let's see what it's going to look like in 6 months. But what's happening is boomers are finally able to retire. And you could literally have, Jim, if you can, you know, look at this, the age spectrum and the workforce, you could have 10 million people retire in the next 2 years. You think that's going to affect unemployment? It's going to dramatically affect unemployment.
But that's not going. But the problem though is when what we have to realize though in this current situation, the current environment, for generations, lower unemployment meant increased opportunity, increased economic growth, and more people working. In your scenario, with the scenario I think you're describing that we're experiencing right now, those two things don't necessarily go together, do they?
No, because you have an issue. Because between the ages of 29 and 48, we have a deficit in our population, owing to the fact that we didn't have enough babies from 1965 to 1984. Net result is going to be we literally, as managers retire, as boomer managers retire, we don't have enough managers. So it's like it works two ways. There's lots of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be new jobs. Still, the kids that are coming out of college are not going to be, they're probably still going to face 25% unemployment. But we need managers. We desperately need managers. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we're going to get them, but we need them.
Well, is this going to create a more centralized planning, more centralized control by corporations then? That's what I'm seeing right now as part of what I'm seeing as a reaction to 2008 is more centralized decision making at corporate America.
Well,
pulling the decisions from the lower management levels up into the executive levels.
That would be a logical way of dealing with this, but it's overall the poor HR people. You know, I say that because. And I speak to an awful lot of HR people, and I say, boy, do you guys have your work cut out for you? And they know it already. They really do. They can see what's going to happen. They see you have baby boomers, Jim, that have harbored intellectual capital now for 4, 5, 6, even 10 years. You know, so they could keep their jobs. They didn't tell anybody what they knew. And all of a sudden, now they're able to sell their homes because the equity is restored, retire and get out, and they're taking that intellectual property with them. So what's going to happen now? That means that you have corporations.
Something similar to this happened, Ken, in the late 70s, second half of the 70s and the early 80s.
Right.
It was called downsizing.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember as I was coming up as a young pup, all these GI generation folks who are older even, who were being bought out, who were being downsized or whatever. And I remember in those days wondering where all the brain trust was going to go, where was all that knowledge was going to go. I was concerned that the marketplace was going to suffer for it. And I have to say, as I look back on that, the marketplace kind of did okay.
It did okay because we're amazingly adaptable, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, human beings, especially people in the United States, we figure it out.
But I will tell you this. there's a much bigger chasm between the people who are going to take those jobs and the people who held those jobs today than there was in 30 years ago. There wasn't that much difference in the personalities and the life experiences and the training, et cetera, and the goals of boomers and the GI generation, let's say, or the older people, than there is today with millennials, Gen X, and boomers. What do you think?
Absolutely. I find Generation Y absolutely mysterious. I mean, they're mysterious to me. I mean, do you understand?
Mysterious in a good way or not? Not a good way.
In a good way, because I think
In an interesting way. Hold on to that thought, Kim. We got to take a quick break. Yeah. Folks, we're going to be right back with more to come on demography, on some of the demographic issues that you and I are facing in our small businesses. Ready or not, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.